Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carne crew, it's Chili here for a 5-minute review on Alkaline Trio and their newest album, Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs. Alkaline Trio feel like the backseat drivers of a genre from 20 years ago. They never took hold of the scene quite like their other contemporaries, such as Taking Back Sunday or The Ataris. But then again, they were never quite in the scene to begin with. Their blend of music is more akin to that kind of pop rock kind of feel, and for reasons unknown, they always held a special place in my heart. They were kind of the underdog, and sometimes you just want to see the underdog succeed. Out of all Matt Skiba's projects, this band does feel like the most prevalent music he has created, and this does include his time with Blink-182. And this album is their 10th effort, as should be made obvious by the album artwork. Huh, an X for a 10? Haven't seen that one done before. This album also marks the first time they have recorded with their new drummer, Atom Willard of The Offspring fame, after a short tenor where he performed with them on their album Splinter. Shit, researching this album has not exactly been a good start. With all this said and done, I don't see any issues with the drumming on offer here, and in fact, I think Adam's style is more suitable for the music that is on offer from this record. Perhaps he thrives in the change of style here, and even helps elevate a few songs from this record, like on Mines Like Minefields. If there was one thing to take away from this album, it was that upon my first playthrough, I found it very basic. It's not exactly complex music, with a few minor exceptions here and there, but I must admit that it felt somewhat deflated after my first playthrough. This was one of my highlights for the month, however, I feel that this choice was somewhat by default as there wasn't much music being released, instead falling back on a noteworthy band for a couple of minutes of intrigue as to what their latest sound would offer. So yes, the album initially didn't live up to my expectations, however, after a few playthroughs and a couple of days later, I found myself coming around to this record, and that might have been helped by the music suggested afterwards. A great playlist of similar artists and mostly filled up with Matt Skiba's solo stuff, but still, I found myself enjoying the music that I was hearing. Then it clicked. Whatever prejudice I was feeling for this record melted away slowly as I began to enjoy this record and what it had on offer. And that was just some back-to-basic simple rocking tunes. This album isn't going to reinvent the wheel. The wheel was already perfected when they got here, but it does offer their take on how music should be played, for fun. And this album does tap into that fun energy. When stripping this album back down to simple aesthetics, it is a very enjoyable one. One that you can blaze through with a short 35-minute runtime, and really, what else can you ask for? Do you want to get bogged down with an hour of Matt and his thoughts? To me, this album brings the right energy with the right runtime, and it seems to be a perfect match. Overall, I will give this album a score of 7 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite tracks being Bad Time, Broken Down Time Machine, and Teenage Heart. Admittedly, I thought this album was going to be a different turn with the first song Hot for Preacher, and perhaps was going to be a slight piss take on the 80s style music, but alas, that song's title was a red herring. Instead, we are given this no-nonsense rock album by Alkaline Trio, and it is a solid effort. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.